We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. It's so good to have you joining us on these broadcasts. I so enjoy doing this with Pastor Terry. She's so much fun, and she's brilliant.
Is there more?
Okay. Let's just take the time. Let's see. Beautiful, brilliant, buoyant. I can come up with all the B names for you. No, that wouldn't be good.
This is a lot of fun, and I like being with you.
I do, too.
I like being with me. With you, yeah.
Man, okay. You really threw me on that one. So all that to say, Kenneth and Gloria, help me. No, thank you so much for allowing us to be on the broadcast. It is an honor to do this. And we also want to let you know that all the outlines that we're working from are available absolutely free on kcm.org/notes. And we began talking yesterday about the developing of a strong spirit for the end times that we're in. And Pastor Terry started, I had her start because she was preaching. She was preaching a message some time ago. And I was sitting there listening to it. I thought, wow, this is amazing. And so I thought, where's she going with this? And where she's going with it, exactly where we're going to go with it. So I'm going to let Pastor Terry pick this up now because we're going to follow her into where we're supposed to be going with these messages. Take it away.
Okay. Praise God.
Pretty much.
That's okay. Good. Yeah, we do. You know, we just get caught up in all this. Hey, we really do have fun doing this. We enjoy being with you. And it's great that we can have the joy of the Lord even when the world is going crazy out there.
When the world is going crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, how do you spell that? I don't know.
It's crazy. Figure it out. You know, Norville Hayes used to say, the devil's crazy. He's nuts, I tell you. He's just nuts.
That's right.
And so that's, the world has gone crazy. It's gone nuts, I tell you. It's gone nuts. But there's so much pressure, and it's so easy to just fall into the pressure and find yourself in intense situations. Yeah. And we don't want to be caught off guard. Yeah. We want to be strong.
That's right.
As we face the oncoming increase of these pressures. So let's do a little bit of review of the things that Jesus said, and then we'll pick it up with what Paul said to Timothy. Okay, in Matthew chapter 24, we'll look at, first of all, verses 4-8. And this part of what Jesus said, the disciples had asked, what are the signs of your coming? When is this going to happen? What's the sign of the end of the age? And so it was a very lengthy dissertation, and we're just looking at the first part of it that Jesus responded to them. He said to them, the first thing he responded when they asked him, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. So the most important overarching indicator of the end times is deception. The deceiver's always been out there. He started with deception in the Garden of Eden. So deception's always been there. However, the increase and the potential for being deceived and being completely unaware of it is increasing exponentially. That means it's increasing hard and fast. And it takes the mind of Christ, the leading of the Holy Spirit, the strength of the Word of God to be able to tell, because there are things out there you will not be able to tell. You won't be able to apart from the truth that's in us that will set us free. Okay. He said, you'll hear of rumors of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you are not troubled. So now that's two things he's put in our responsibility. Don't be deceived and see to it you aren't troubled. Wow, that's some pretty big requirement, Jesus. Well, Jesus is not going to do for you what he's told you to do. But he's given us everything we need to help us do what he says is our part. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So even where we are right now, I'm telling you, there's more to come. That sounds like bad news, but for whatever darkness there is, the Bible tells us that grace has already abounded even way beyond. So there's always more light than darkness. There's always more help than hurt, because Jesus came to give us life and to give it more abundantly than anything the devil can do. All of his cohorts put together cannot overcome the life that Jesus came to give. But it's up to us to take that life and do something with it. Okay, the end is not yet. It's going to continue to escalate. Nation against nation. Talked about yesterday, ethnicity against ethnicity, race against race, culture against culture, group against group. And he goes on, kingdom against kingdom. This is nation against nation, but also the word kingdom could be translated realm. So political realm, financial realm, the light and the dark in each of those kingdoms combating one another, good versus evil, light versus dark, righteousness versus wickedness, okay? And he said, now there's going to be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in place after place. And all that's just the beginning. Mm. So he says the earth, the natural world, the things that are going on around you, external circumstances, it's going to get worse. It's going to grow in its intensity, where it's not just one after the other, but one on top of the other. You can't get through one before there's another one. They start coming closer and closer together. Then he says it gets more personal. They'll deliver you to tribulation, kill you, or in wanting to kill everything from you literally to kill your life, make it impossible for you to function. For my name's sake, there'll be many offended. They'll betray one another, hate one another. False prophets rise up and deceive. And because lawlessness will abound. That's a lawlessness, George. We've noticed it. Lawlessness, yeah. Not just against the laws of God.
Yeah.
We have people running red lights.
Yeah.
We've had some very tragic situations happen because somebody ran a red light.
Yeah.
So we've stopped. We don't just go when it's green without looking twice, because we've seen them cut in front of us, lawless, thinking that yellow red light doesn't mean me.
Yeah.
I can make it. I don't need to mind that law. So we see the absolute rebellion against lawlessness. And what does it do? It's killing people.
Yep.
Not to mention against the laws of God.
Well, you look at what happened with universities and the taking over of universities. That's lawlessness.
Yeah. And lawlessness, not just that there are people breaking the law, but then there aren't people enforcing it and give people the freedom to break the law. I mean, is that craziness? Of course it is. But he who endures to the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end, or the one who doesn't let their love grow cold, the one that doesn't buy into all that, that's not deceived, he will be saved, delivered out of all that. In other words, we'll be the overcomers. We will be the ones that aren't sucked into that. We'll be the ones that still are full of the life, the love, and the joy of the Lord. And he said, this gospel, this good news of overcoming, will be preached in all the world as a witness. So the preaching of the gospel won't be in message only, but it will be in demonstration. Mm. It will be because we can testify to healing when there's no healing that could be got any other way. We will testify to overcoming when there's no provision outside of what God can provide. That's the testimony, and that's on the rise, and we'll see it happen. But that will come to and through the people who have built up their faith and built up their spiritual strength so that God could use them.
Right, right.
Okay? So now let's see what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And Paul was writing to Timothy. He was still young in ministry, and he was warning him about things that were to come. And he said, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. The Amplified says, times of great stress, trouble that are hard to deal with and hard to bear.
Wow.
Well, we've already seen a lot of that, George, in our personal lives, with our church, our congregation, our staff, people we know, other ministries, or just watch the news.
Yep.
But we've seen this personal, person-to-person attack, onslaught of difficult things that can be hard to bear. But then Paul tells him, and this is the reason why, The reason for hard times, the reason that it escalates is because men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud. We have a whole month dedicated to being proud. Whole month dedicated to being prideful about things that go counter to God's word. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving. The Amplified says, without natural human affection, callous and inhuman. Pastor, I heard something on TV the other day. I just took my breath. And there was a woman that we're interviewing, and she said, I love killing babies. I just love killing babies. I've had so many abortions. I don't know, maybe 40 or 45 of them. Well, I don't know if that was an exaggeration. Surely it is. But regardless of someone who gets pregnant so they can kill the baby, that's inhuman. That's callous beyond that's not just hardened. That's satanic in its nature and its quality. And that's what it's talking about. You know, there always been people like this. Always been people like this, but there was allowed an influence of God enough in the world that people, even that didn't really know God or have a relationship with God, they still would turn off to that. They still enjoyed the benefits of godliness at some level. But this is talking about a time for people who are fully deficit of love. So loving themselves, loving anything but God, loving money, loving rebellion, loving and embracing everything that represents no love or honor to God. So dishonor any authority, dishonor, blaming parents for everything. You just see it in a rampant state. Goes on to say, people who are relentless with this just won't let it go. Unforgiving. Slanderers. Whoa, social media is the world's greatest tool for slander. Without any self-control. Brutal and despisers of anything that's good. And he goes on to say in verse 4, 2 Timothy 3, there are people who are traitors. Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such stay away. Hedonistic. What's hedonistic? These are people that believe that pleasure is the ultimate achievement, that everything else is secondary, distantly secondary to physical and emotional and sensual pleasure. And that has escalated to all-time highs in what had been a civilized world. Mm-hmm. Never mistake sophistication for civilization. Yeah. Doesn't matter how sophisticated we are technologically, if we are indulgent at the expense of life in other people, that is uncivilized. So he says now in verse 5, from these things, run away. Run away. What's it mean, run away, George? Well, there are a lot of things on TV we don't watch anymore.
We had to run away
from them. There are social media sites. We run away. There were things my daughter blocked for the children. Some people that you know, I can't watch that. I can't listen to that. I won't put that into my heart because they don't build me up. They tear me down. And they normalize murder. They normalize adultery. They normalize greed. They normalize hatred. They normalize slander. They normalize that in our thinking. And if it's normal to you, you don't resist it. And if you don't resist it, then there's a devil coming your way. There's a devil looking for an open door in your life to drain life out of you and to cause you to suffer the consequences and the pressures of all these things. And when the more people that on purpose give themselves over to that kind of thing, the atmosphere and the permission for demons and devils to run wild escalates. And that's why we have all this world craziness.
Yeah.
It's just on the rise. Do you have anything to add in all of that?
No, you're really explaining it very succinctly as to what's going on, what's happening. Remember the word that Brother Copeland had some years ago about where the world was headed, and he said the world is on a downhill run that cannot be stopped.
That's right.
But then he said this part, but for those who are in the household of faith,
that's right,
everything is going to be all right. But on one hand, you've got the world that's headed in this downhill.
And it's trying to take you with it.
Yes, trying to take you with it. And that's what we have to say no to. We're not going with the world. We are in the world. We are not of the world.
We are not of it. That means we can't act like them, think like them.
Right.
And
right.
The scripture is very clear about come out from among them. Be separate from the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean go live in a hole somewhere.
Yeah.
It means separate from that thinking. Cut it off. Don't feed it into your eyes and ears. You know, in that word that the Lord gave Dad some time ago, he said, stop feeding on the bread of sorrow.
That's right. Stop feeding fear.
Don't be entertained by other people's calamities.
Yeah.
Don't be entertained by their rants. Don't be entertained by their troubles and their woes. Don't look to that. That's feeding. It's really gossip. But don't be feeding on it. Don't feed on what Hollywood and this one and that one's doing. There are times I just, even news and so forth, I mean, I'm very engaged with things in Israel, but there are times I just turn that off. Because I can't just continue to feed on the bread of sorrows and trouble without it disproportionately feeding on the Word of God where our victory is and having that go into our eyes and ears. That's why we offer product to you. That's why we encourage you the way we do. Now, let's keep going here. He says in verse 6, for of this sort are those who creep into households, make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And I first read that, I thought, what is he picking on the women for? Silly, gullible women. I don't see myself as a gullible woman. But no, listen, this is why would he call women out in that situation? Now, anybody can be gullible. And I know a lot of gullible men, and there's so much things to be gullible about right now. But he's specifically talking about this. Why? And I looked at that, and it's because I went in to, and I'm not a Greek scholar, but I can read a concordance. So I went through and studied out these words, and I came up with a little bit different translation than just this New King James that spoke to me, and I think it's very explanatory. It's because of the power of women, okay? And this is the translation in verses 6 and 7. For of this sort, what, the traitors, the lofty, the headstrong, the rebellious, the boasters, the lovers of themselves, all of that. And it's talking about not just the people you know, but talking about the people behind those TV, social media, artwork, marketing, advertising. Okay? And he says, of this sort, which sneak into families, because the scripture says households. That word can be translated families. Sneaks into families and targets gullible women loaded with offenses.
Wow.
Yes. You say, well, women aren't like that. Well, you know, there probably wasn't a finer woman on the planet than Eve, made in perfection, and she was gullible because Satan is crafty. And because of her own, her strengths became her weaknesses. The desires that she had that were godly turned over into easily offended and put down. And it says, loaded with offenses, who are then swept away with different questionable longings. Her longing, she got to longing the wrong thing. And it says, gaining more and more facts and knowledge, but with no discernment and no light because there's no truth. You know, the old saying, George, if mama ain't happy, nobody is happy.
Yeah.
So why would he target women? It's not just because women are deficit, but because their strengths, he plays to their strengths and turns them into weaknesses until it destroys households. Because the devil knows that family is the core unit to society of any kind.
Right.
Destroy the family. Yeah. Erode the family. Destroy. So often it's the mother who is the moral backbone in a family. That's her place to hold.
So the devil's trying to take out
families.
Families that way through women.
Through the women.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our power, not because of our weakness, and to turn our strengths into weaknesses to undermine us. So women, pay attention, more than ever, we have to be stronger. We have to be more holy, more pure, and more determined to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and not live our lives trying to measure up to the image that the world is trying to paint of you. There was a picture I saw of a woman, a Western woman. She was leaning over with, you know, I didn't think too much of it. I wouldn't dress quite like that, but she had on high heels and a dress and her legs kind of spread apart a little bit looking, you know, we see that kind of image all the time. But they're actually taking images like that and showing it to immigrants and saying, this is not a woman inviting you to have sex with her. Because in so much of the rest of the world, that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
We're not to take on that image. We're not supposed to look like that. Yeah. We're supposed to have a decorum and a beauty about us that's the beauty of holiness, no matter what the world thinks about that. And that doesn't mean we have to be ugly and poorly dressed or anything like that. But this separation, and we have to have a strong spirit to be able to stand up in the face of that.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've said this before, if Terry ain't happy, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Something's up. Yeah. Because I've recognized that.
If I'm walking in light of the Word and in the light of the Lord.
Right.
And something not right here. Yeah. We are supposed to be that moral antenna, that moral compass of righteousness to protect our family and to protect our husbands and to help them. And that doesn't mean that there's no responsibility for the man, for sure.
Right.
But I'm talking about where the women affect the family.
Right, exactly. And so for all of us, men and women alike, we need to develop our spirit. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might in order to fend off the times that we are in, to stand against those things that are happening, and to really, honestly, the stronger you are in your spirit, you look at things and you pull a Mark Hankins. You look at it.
Yeah, and that's why we're offering this.
Yeah, exactly.
This wholly developed spirit, soul, and body, 12 messages by Brother Copeland to talk to you about how to develop that. We couldn't begin to cover all that. But that's what we do, George, in our house. And we're giving it to people.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free. 12 messages. And don't be intimidated by 12 messages. It's like 12 courses of a beautiful meal that you are going to eat in order
every
to
day.
Strengthen your spirit. So watch this and be blessed by this free offer.
When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get wholly developed spirit, soul, and body. 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times.
Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes. Or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
It is so important to feed your spirit with the Word of God. That's why we're offering this absolutely free. And we've got something else that we offer absolutely free, and that is the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Every month, we send this out. It's a free monthly publication. It's been in print since 1972, and it's just full of the Word of God. People get so excited about receiving it in their mailbox because they go out there, then there's faith in the mailbox, yep. And we also have it online as well.
We know there are messages, lessons, articles, mm-hmm. but also testimonies. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the
That's
Lamb
right.
and the
That's
word
right.
of our testimony. There's a measure of overcoming that can be done by the word of somebody else's testimony. That's what the Bible's full mm-hmm. of is yeah. somebody's testimony. So when yep. you can see what they did, it encourages and builds your faith. You will never hear a discouraging word and the Believer's Voice of Victory, TV broadcast, magazine, anything we've got.
Anything.
It'll never be
That's
a
right.
discouragement. It'll
That's right.
always build your faith.
So it's easy to get that. Just to request it, just go to kcm.org. You can sign up and we'll begin to send that to you right away.
You can also get the 12 series.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body by
That's
Kenneth
right.
Copeland. This is something that he preached many years ago, and it's, my grandmothers just say, it's stronger than mustard gas. You probably don't know what mustard gas is, and I'm not talking about hot dogs. You have to look it up, but it means strong. Praise the Lord. Okay. So I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Until then, remember
you
this.
Yes, always. Yep.
God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.